This podcast contains explicit language. Welcome back to the Taylor Johnson podcast, you guys. I know it's been so long. We've been dealing with the pandemic, obviously, with COVID-19 and all of the other entanglements that have been happening in American culture. So, welcome back. And I do apologize for the long hiatus. However, I am back. And I have a very strong opinion. I have a very dissenting opinion to what most people may think. That's just me all the way around because I actually think things through and I'm very rational with my opinions. But this podcast is very different. This podcast is different because it is about rap music and specifically mainstream rap music. Growing up, my mother and father were at the beginning of the hip-hop revolution. So they grew up in the late 70s and 80s with great artists who expressed themselves vividly without using pejoratives against women and drug references and all these things that have evolved into today's culture. Well, those times are long gone, and rap music is the epitome for racist, violent, pimp-like culture. And I'm really tired of it. I think the turning point came for me when I saw that children were reciting certain verses to certain rap songs that were absolutely not appropriate for them. And this has been going on for a long time, since the 80s. And I think people are starting to realize that it's not good for the culture. Now, obviously, you're going to deal with people who will not be honest and truthful about how harmful rap music is to the population. Even more so, how children should not be digesting this type of medium because it is absolutely adverse to their well-being. So I've been pondering about this podcast for a long time, and I want to just take you guys through a couple things here. First thing I'm going to do is prove to you what I'm saying. So literally, I'm on the Billboard Top 100 for this week. And the Billboard Top 100 is a list where all the top songs in a certain region, specifically in the States, they rank it from 1 to 100. The number one song this week on the Billboard Hot 100 is by a rapper. His name is DaBaby, and the song is called Rockstar. So I just want to read a couple lines of the lyrics to you, and you tell me if I'm onto something. It says, brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car, with the pistol on my lap like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rockstar? This ain't no guitar, bitch, this a Glock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me go the day you need me. Soon as you up me on that nigga, we get to bussin'. If that ain't enough, go get the chop. I mean, this is the number one song this week on the Billboard 100. It was probably the number one song last week as well. They really don't move like that. May have been. I don't know. I have to check. But this is the number one song. And I can't fail to think that some of these irresponsible parents have played this song in front of their children, have recited this song in front of their children. And I'm not against believing that some of the children know these songs. I mean, it's one thing as an adult to ingest this type of behavior and this type of rhetoric, but as a child, I think they should be a little bit more protected when it comes to rap music. That's just one example. And excuse me for all of the pejoratives and all of the explicit language, but I really want you guys to understand the state of music in the Black community. Obviously, all Black people do not listen to this kind of music, but this is probably one of the biggest exports out of the Black community for the past 40 years, I would say. So moving on, there is a rapper, and it doesn't get better with the women. It actually gets worse with the women. This is why I think there needs to be a conversation about how women can destroy a family quicker than any man can. But there is a rapper. Her name is Megan Thee Stallion. Her name itself refers to a very sexualized form of the female body, which already in itself, you can tell where this is going. And this song has been popping up all over TikTok, all over Instagram, Facebook, every social media platform. This was probably the number one song this summer. And there's even been dances to it. There's been all types of different videos to it. And I just want to let you guys know what is said in this song. Like I said, my parents grew up in a different era. I still like some sorts of rap, not mainstream rap. And I just want to show you guys what's actually going on. Okay, so this, I would say, arguably, the most popular song this summer by Megan Thee Stallion. The song is called Savage. Listen to this. I'm the hood Mona Lisa. Break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm unbothered and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash. You the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage, classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage. Okay, and it keeps going on. And this is probably the worst part. Eat me and record it, but your edge up, I'm all showing. I keep my niggas private, so his AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you bitches really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm going to ignore it. I can't go on. And I only can't go on because I've already heard the song millions of times. I'm an adult. I know what to filter, but it's just, this is what the mainstream rap culture is portraying. Murdering, violence, and the women portray whorish behavior. And it's acceptable because the black community, among other communities, have accepted it. They've said, hey, we'll still buy it if you're talking about pimping and whoring and shooting people. We'll still buy it. No one is holding these rappers accountable. And I only care because it is a poison in the black community that nobody wants to address. It is a poison. It is a sickness. It's a cancer that grows every day. I mean, we have rappers that die from drug overdoses. Just in the past 3 years, we've had maybe over like 10 rappers that were mainstream die because of drug overdoses. One that died because he got murdered in his own city. I mean, these things are highly alarming. And I don't know how it's gotten so out of hand. I'm tired of it. And just because I want to say something about it, I'm no longer black and I'm against black people. Well, if that's all it takes, I don't care. Because this music is absolutely poisonous. It is not great. And I used to listen to this type of music before I came to and understood the things in my life that were killing me. And this kind of music was one of them. And I was young listening to this type of stuff. I mean, 15, 16, which is still young to me. And I just don't think that it's appropriate for children or adults, really, but really children. And if this is one of the top songs on all platforms, I'm definitely sure children know this song. Rap music needs to be reevaluated. It needs to be recalibrated. And people need to start rejecting this sort of talk. It's just so disgusting. It's very disgusting. And I'm over it.